Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question: why are the patient's muscles so tight? This tightness of the muscles is called spasticity, S-P-A-S-T-I-C-I-T-Y. The medical definition of spasticity is velocity-dependent tone. These are big words to describe tight muscles. Let me give you an explanation of why the muscles are tight, and this will better help to define the term spasticity. When a person has a brain injury, the brain is injured. It's damaged. It's not working properly. We know that the brain controls our entire body, from our lungs, our heart, our bowels, our bladder, and even our muscles. So our brain tells our muscles when to move and fire and work, and also tells our muscles when to relax and to rest. Spasticity is when our muscles are essentially always being fired and working really hard. Now, where does this idea of velocity-dependent tone come in? Tone is essentially the tightness of the muscle. Now, if you move someone's tight arm at their elbow, up and down at different speeds, you will find that the tightness changes as you move the arm at different speeds. You could do the same thing at the foot and ankle. As you move the foot amongst the ankle joint at different speeds, you will see that the tightness changes. And that's why this is called velocity-dependent tone. Now, the most commonly affected muscles are in our arm and in our foot and ankle. So to start with our arm, you will oftentimes see fingers first start bending in, or also known as flexing, and then the wrist will flex, and then your arm will flex at the elbow, and then you'll have a little bit of a turn where the arm will rotate inwards towards your body, and then your pec muscles will also get tight, so your shoulder will get pulled in towards your body. So think about it for a minute. What happens if your arm is pulled towards your body and your fingers and wrist are pulled towards your body? One, people with spasticity can have pain. Two, it can make it very hard to put a shirt on. And three, bathing and cleaning those areas will be very challenging. In addition to anything else a person may use their fingers and hand and arm for, such as holding a fork to feed themselves. Going down to the foot and ankle and leg, our muscles near our hip may pull inwards, so those are called our adductor, A-D-D-U-C-T-O-R, adductor muscles, which can make our upper legs look kind of like they're what we call scissoring. So not only will this affect how someone walks, but it can affect, again, pain. It can affect how they clean themselves, and it can also affect how they're able to use the bathroom. Moving further down, our leg muscles, such as our gastrocnemius muscles or our hamstring muscles, which go across our knee, can then pull our knee upwards, flexing, and can then also pull our toes towards each other and turn our foot inward. So again, this makes it hard to walk. It also can make it hard to get dressed, putting pants on or socks on or shoes on, in addition to the pain it may cause. You may also notice that the ankle and foot goes into what we call clonus, which is basically because the muscles are not being controlled properly, our foot can start shaking, little shakes up and down, which can often be stopped if someone puts their hand on the foot to help it. It's almost like a reflex that just keeps going until someone stops it. So how do we help treat spasticity and prevent spasticity? So when someone is still in an ICU or just getting to rehab, one needs to make sure that stretching is occurring to the muscle, and then one needs to make sure braces are being applied to these muscles to help prevent muscles from going into contraction, where now the muscles are like a rubber band that has dried out and there's no more stretch to it. And because if you try to stretch a rubber band that has dried out, it basically will pop. So there are braces that will help keep one's knees and legs straight and feet upwards, and also arms and wrists and hands also stretched out. In addition, physical therapy and occupational therapy will be doing lots of what we call range of motion exercises. Exercises which help maintain the movement of muscles, especially at joints they cross, like the elbow and wrist, or knee and hip and ankle. As one gets further from the initial injury, in addition to stretching, if the spasticity is still getting worse or very difficult to manage and impedes functional progress, then one can think about using medications such as baclofen or dantrolene. Also, some medications used for spasticity could be Valium, but Valium is very, very sedating and also addictive. So it's not used as one of the first medications to try for spasticity. In addition, one could perform injections. One could use botulinum toxin injections, which most people know as Botox, but there are various brands of Botox or botulinum injections available, and it does not necessarily have to be from the company called Botox. This allows the injection to be put right into the muscles that are affected, as medications can make people very tired because it will affect the entire body. Botulinum toxins affect the exact muscles you put them into. In addition, for severe spasticity, one could put in a baclofen pump. This is a little reservoir or kind of container that is put right underneath the abdominal skin of the stomach area, and a wire is fed to the spinal cord area, which then allows for a constant drip of this medication called baclofen, which then allows the leg muscles to be relaxed. Some other ideas to treat baclofen include performing nerve blocks, which then decrease the brain waves to the muscle and allows the muscle to relax. So again, spasticity can impair someone's function and cause pain, and there are ways to treat it, and not only one way, but multiple ways. And oftentimes, treating spasticity involves using all these different ways to help treat it. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.